Welcome back to another episode of Real Talk with Bob and T. I'm Bob.
And I'm T.
What's going on, T? How you feeling?
I am feeling good, Bob. You know why?
Why?
Because it's Monday, and you know what I like to say on Monday?
What's that?
Happy Monday!
Well, happy Monday to you, too.
What it do, boo? It's me in the place to be. Okay.
You're a whack rapper. You're whack. You're just whack.
No, you know
what? Stick to your day job. For real.
Hey, I got skills. I got mad skills.
Yeah.
Somebody about to pick me up.
All right. Off the ground.
Oh, gosh. Anyways, so I have a what if, Bob.
Okay. What's up?
So, you know, I love vacations.
Yeah, we know.
Okay. All right. So, say you and your boo.
Okay.
Planned a road trip.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, your car actually is getting repaired. So, okay. You guys decide to take hers. Now, the one thing that you told her was to make sure that she got the brakes taken care of and make sure that she got the oil taken care of. Because the day that you guys were supposed to leave, you had to work late. So you didn't get a chance to, you know, take her car in to get service.
Oh, no, that don't sound right.
Why doesn't it, Bob?
Because anything go bad. See, this is why we leave town, what do? We get a rental.
Right, and you still check everything.
You're supposed to. You get a rental, so all the wear and tear, let it be on their car. So, you know, it won't mess up your car.
I mean, hers is fairly new, though.
Yeah, I don't care. We're going to leave it at home. We're going to be in a rental.
Well, no, she wants to take her car. She wants to put it on the road.
All right.
Okay. So you told her, you know, hey, don't forget to take the car to get, you know, as you say, topped off.
Yep.
And
all the fluids.
Right. Yep. Make sure that the brakes are good.
Okay.
And she's like, yeah. So, you know.
So, yeah. She ain't do it.
Told her that day. She goes to get her hair done. She goes to get her nails done. You know, y'all about to have a romantic weekend getaway.
Time gets away from her. And
absolutely.
I hear the story.
So.
I think I might have heard this story
before. Oh, whatever. So she comes. She, you know, picks you up.
Okay.
And you guys are off. You know what I'm saying? It takes about maybe a 14-hour ride from where you stay.
Okay.
Okay. So nice. You get to see. Take the scenic route. You can see all the sights, and you just have, you know, good conversation, good music for this 14-hour trip.
Sounds good.
Right. So, you know, you guys stop and get something to eat. It's starting to get dark, and she's like, no, you know what? We can push through. We can make it there. You know what I'm saying? I'll let the hotel know we're doing a late check-in. We can do this. And you're like, you know, we can just stop, get another hotel just for the night, just to get some rest. And she's like, no, it's good. So you guys are driving. Now, you know, depending on what part of the country that you're in and where you're going, you know, you're going through the mountains.
Yeah.
Sometimes, right? So, you know, she's driving. All of a sudden, this car starts to make a funny noise.
Oh, Lord.
You know, and then you see the check engine light comes on.
Okay.
And you ask, hey, did you do what I asked you to do when it came to getting the fluids looked at and make sure that the brakes were okay? And she says, you know what? I didn't think about it. You know, I went and got my hair done, got my nails done. We're good. You know what I'm saying? No. I got an oil change not too long ago.
So that means no. And what's not too long ago?
When you got it done for me a couple of months ago. And you're like, a couple of months ago, last time I got the oil change was like 6 months ago. And you're like, you hadn't got this oil changed in 6 months. And, you know, she's like, well, I thought that you had it taken care of. So anyways, like I said, the check engine light is on. You notice that the car is starting to make a noise.
Mm.
At this point, it's like, we need to pull over. You see the exit where it says last rest stop. Next rest stop won't be for like maybe 30 miles or something.
Gotcha.
So she's like, no, we can make it.
You know, no, I'm going to pull over.
No, and she passed it. It's gone, oh, Bob. It's gone. Please. You got 30 miles to go.
She want to be a part of a scary movie.
So at this point, it's like the car is shaking. It's like dark. And it's like, it just. It didn't went out.
And we're on the freeway.
No, actually, you're on the road. You're on a dirt road. You're on a dirt road.
This sounds like a bad movie that I don't want to be a part of.
It can only be bad if you make it bad.
No, it can only be bad because we're somewhere. And what? You might as well tell me that we lost.
What you about to say, Bob?
Yeah, we lost phone reception.
Well,
yeah.
I don't know.
Do we have that?
So she does.
Make a bad story even worse.
She goes and she says, hey, you know what? Let me call roadside assistance.
Okay.
Unfortunately, she left her phone charger at home.
Okay.
So she couldn't charge the phone, and your phone charger as well was left at home. So you guys are
No bars. So we have no reception.
Right. And she's like, you know, my plan was, you know, when we went and got gas, I was just going to buy some more phone chargers. But I forgot. She's forgetful. So your bar, I think you may say you have like 20% left.
All right.
She has 10%.
All right.
At this point, things aren't looking good for you guys.
No, for real?
So she gets out. She's like, wait, you know, I see a house with a light on.
No, that ain't happening.
That's our
very, very last resort.
Okay, but that's your last resort because you got 20%.
With that 20%, I'm going to try to call somebody.
All right, you can call, but it's just spinning. You roaming all day.
All right. I pay the roaming charges. Let me just get through.
I don't even think you can pay roaming charges anymore. I think it's just wrong. You know, you're supposed to have like 5G, but man, I don't know about that. So anyways, you're trying to call roadside assistance. They're putting you on hold.
So
you only got 20%. You can't hold.
And we're some out of the way little town.
There you go.
Wow.
You're on a dirt road, but that nice house up the street has a lot of light.
Okay.
It's starting to rain. You know what I'm saying? It's getting, you can't even start the car to keep yourself warm. It's like, you know what? We got to check our chances. She's like, I'm going to just go to the house. Nothing bad is going to happen. Now, mind you, sometimes
she's just crazy naive. She's just crazy naive.
Yeah. So are you going to follow her to be like, okay, you know what? I'm going to just have to take
No, I'm going to tell her, you sit your behind down.
But she's like,
stop.
No,
let
no,
me
we
think.
We cannot stay in the
You know what? You know what? Let me just give her a kiss on the cheek. Mwah. Be out. Go on. That might be my last. That might be the last kiss you give me.
So wait, you gonna let her go by herself?
I'm not going. I told you not to go. Let me think about some things before
you
bounce.
What can you think about? You are on a dirt road.
Yep.
With 20%, she only got 10%.
Yeah.
Now I will tell you, with that 10%, she's been snapping little selfies. So that 10% is dropping. She got like 8% now.
Yeah, she don't care. Something up with her mind. She was the wrong person to take.
Oh, boy.
She was the wrong person to take on a trip.
So, you all pretty much are working on your 20%, but now you call roadside assistance, and they had you on hold for about 10 minutes. You know, that 20%, you didn't drop down to a good, like, 18, 17%.
All right.
What are you going to do? It's 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah. It's all bad.
It's all bad. So, she's like, you know what? I'm going to just go see if I can use the phone at the house. Come with me. Come on. Let's go. So you go. You knock on the door.
Yeah.
You see this little old lady, somebody's little grandma comes to the door. And she's like, can I help you? And, you know, your girlfriend is like, you know, we're having car trouble.
Grandma's had shotguns behind the door.
This grandma doesn't. She was baking cookies.
Yeah, all right.
And she's like, you know, we just need to call someone. We're having car trouble. And grandma invites you in. She's like, oh my goodness, you guys are soaking wet. Let's get you dried off. So at this point, what are you going to do? You've already went against your better judgment. You went to the house, but you saw it was a grandma. Do you feel a little bit more comfortable?
No.
Why? It's just grandma.
I told you. You know, it grandma's with shotguns behind the door.
She's protecting herself.
Yeah, all right. And we're strangers. She's protecting herself from strangers.
Oh, you guys have, well, your girlfriend has such a sweet little face, and she's a little, you know.
Dingy.
I did not say that. Those words did not come out of my mouth.
They came out of mine. I've listened to what she said. She worried so much about getting her hair and nails done, but you didn't do what I told you to do as far as taking care of your car.
Yep.
And now we're where we are because of her.
But you got grandma. Grandma's sweet.
Oh, no. Grandma.
So grandma invites you in. Grandma's like, let me go get you some dry towels. And, you know, I can throw these clothes in the dryer for you. And
no, I'm cool. I just air dry. I'm just let my clothes air dry. She is, too. Thank you. Appreciate the thought.
She gets you the warm towels, Bob. They just came out the dryer.
Okay.
So, you know, the girlfriend asks, you know, oh, well, you know, is it possible that we can use your phone? And grandma's like, yeah, you know, sure, you can use the phone. And you know, of course, you being you, you're looking around the house and you're like,
yeah, I'm walking and looking.
Right. And you're like, are you here by yourself? And she's like, well, yeah, I guess you can say that.
Well, what does that mean? You either are or you aren't.
She doesn't go into it.
Okay, well, it's time to be out. It's
so,
time to be out.
It's storming, Bob. It's thunderstorming. It's bad outside. You're not going anywhere. You're in the house. Okay?
Says who? Is that the girlfriend saying that?
Well, at this point, I don't think you should listen to anything else she said.
No.
But
I'm trying to keep her alive. You know what I'm saying? Well, I'm keeping myself alive.
Anyway, grandma goes, I just baked some cookies. Would you guys like some?
No, thank you, ma'am.
You sure? Homemade.
No, thank you, ma'am.
Girlfriend says they smell good. Sure, I'll take one.
Tell me.
Bob, you cannot say that.
Well, yeah, I can. I just did.
Call her out of her name. So, girlfriend takes a cookie. She's eating a cookie. And, you know, grandma asks if she wants some milk. And you're like, that's it. Can we just use the phone? I'm going to give you the phone. No dial tone.
Well, your phone doesn't work.
I don't know why it's not working. It was working earlier.
Okay.
Girlfriend goes, I'm starting not to feel too good.
Yeah, you should have ate that dog and cooked. I told you. You've been making bad decisions all day.
She's like, I just really don't feel good.
Come on, we're going to leave.
And you hear this. Coming from upstairs.
Yeah, we're going to, that's my time to leave. That's my exit.
And you hear it again. And you're like, what's that noise?
What's that noise?
And grandma's like, oh, he needs me. I'll be right back.
All right. And when she bounce, me and girl going to bounce.
Can't get out the house.
Yeah, we can.
Grandma locked you in.
No, she didn't.
She took the key with her.
Oh, come on. We're going to climb out. We're going to open up a window and get out of the house.
Where are you going, Bob? It's a dark road.
I don't care. We're going back to the car.
Are you going to sit in the car on them?
Yes.
All right. I'll let you have it. You climb out the window. You get to the car. You lock yourself in the car. And then you hear banging on the back window. Boom, 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 boom.
Of the car?
Of the car.
Okay.
I mean, you just go sit down. What you gonna do?
I'm protecting myself with something that I got in the car.
And he goes, hey, we're not here to hurt you. We just want to help you.
Who are you?
Hey, I was the guy up at the house that you were just with. I'm grandma's son.
Where were you at when we were in the house?
I was upstairs.
Upstairs doing what?
That was me knocking on the floor. We're knocking on the ceiling. He was knocking on the ceiling.
Okay. So how you going to help us out?
You got car trouble? I'm a mechanic.
Okay. Well, we're going to go ahead and lift the hood up right here.
Oh, you want help now?
I mean, yeah, I'm in the car. I'm going to let, you know, and bam, I unlatched the hood. So you can go ahead and get in the hood.
He goes, it looks like you are bone dry on oil.
Okay.
So he fills you up with the oil. Tells you, you know, everything is good. Girlfriend's still not feeling too good. And all right. She goes, well, what was in the cookies? So apparently whatever grandma put into the cookies, she could not eat. She was allergic to. So it wasn't poison.
All right.
It was just, she just, you know, grandma put something in the cookies she couldn't have. So grandma was a sweet little old lady. And her son was sweet also because he got you back on the road.
Good looking out, dude.
See?
I'm out. I'm out.
You cannot always think that that last house at the top of the road with the light on, that it's always creepy.
Hey, you know what? I'm always cautious.
I am too, because I will still think that house was creepy.
And apparently, the chick I chose to leave town with, man, get back in you town. You may
want to look for a new relationship with that one.
Yeah, we're going to have to, it's going to have to be some different running of some things.
All right, Bob. So I am done with my what if.
Okay.
Now,
what would you do in that situation?
We stand in the car. We stand in the car.
So what if you had a guy that was just as ditzy as the chick that was in my scenario, and he's just like, no, we're out. I'm just like, come on, I'm about to go to the house. Come on.
You go. Let me know how it turns out for you, because I'm going to sit right here.
All right.
I'm gonna wait. I'm gonna wait it out the daytime. I'm locking the door.
And what if it's an hour later he ain't came back yet?
That's not my problem.
I 911.
At some point, your cell phone. I think you can make emergency calls when it's roaming, right?
I don't know,
man. 911, and hope whatever town we in, that house is not the sheriff's grandmother's house, and whatever.
Right.
Yeah, he should have never went. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. I'm not doing it. I'll stay in the car. I am safer in my car. And I will remind myself that this is the last day of our relationship.
We may not even make it on.
Oh, nah, man. You can't even do right by going to get the oil. But nah. Mm-mm. And then you want to go up here and go to this random house? Yeah.
Yeah,
you're not thinking too clearly, and you're not thinking about your safety, nor are you thinking about my safety.
Right.
So I have to start thinking about my safety, and my safety is leaving you behind.
Okay.
So somehow I'm gonna figure out to send a text message out. But you know what? When you travel,
so you gonna honestly leave him?
I can't leave him. I mean, you know what I'm saying. But if I get the car started, We may, you know.
Just going to ride up to the house and blow the horn.
You know, I have to find a local gas station. You know, well, I'll call him on the cell phone. Hopefully he answers. I'll get the address. But really, though, when you travel, you should have, like, those flares.
Right.
Because you never know when you may get stuck on the side of the road.
So true.
So that is a tip for summer traveling people, and always check your levels, check your brakes. If you're driving your own car, or like if you're just taking a rental too, because sometimes they don't service those rentals the way they should.
You're right.
So check all that. Make sure everything is good. Make sure the person that you're going with, make sure they have it all.
I have it all mentally.
Just make sure that they, yeah, whatever.
They what?
I don't even know.
They have a little car skills or a little, common sense?
A little common sense. Man. Yeah.
She ain't had no common sense.
Just know the person that you're traveling with.
Yeah.
So make sure both of y'all are safe and on the same page, and that they're not just going to go to a random person's house and eat the cookies.
That was so stupid.
Bob.
Wow. All right.
Alrighty.
Anything else, T?
No, I don't have anything else. I like to give my little summer traveling tips. And that's it.
Well, you know what? That was an interesting one, especially, like I say, because, you know, people are doing their summer traveling.
Absolutely. They're just make sure you have those flares in the car. Like I said, make sure everything is topped off and tire pressure, everything. Check everything, because you just don't know. And I will also suggest, remember back in the day when we used to travel, we used to use MapQuest, right? Is that still around?
That was a long time ago. I don't know. I never tried it.
Yeah, but don't just rely on your GPS on your phone for your directions. I would say always write down your directions as well, just in case your phone GPS goes off. You know, that happened.
You get into a zone where there is no signal.
Right. So you don't want to be lost, and then you have to go to the only gas station there is in town to try to get directions, and you have no idea
what they're saying. How did we do it before GPS?
MapQuest. Or, I used to always go to the travel agency and
get my stuff. Or either the gas station, the local gas station.
Man, I never liked that. That was your thing. I couldn't, like I said, you don't know where they're sending you. You could be sending me
into a trap.
Yeah. Right. I don't recommend that, especially nowadays.
Yeah.
Write your stuff down and, That's it.
All right. Well, thank you for listening. We do appreciate that. And also, we would love to get your opinion on what you would do in this situation. And you can always get in touch with us at realtalkwithbobandt@gmail.com. That's TEE, you know. And also, we're on just about every social media platform. And we're on Instagram at real_talkbt. Okay. So, is there anything else?
You are listening to us on 216 The Blend.
That's right.
Just every Monday morning, 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Not only are you catching us, but you are catching other podcasters and great music.
Yes, 216 The Blend, yesterday's R&B and hip hop.
That's right. That's why I got that rap going.
Oh no, hold on to it. Hold on to it.
No.
And you put it in your hand and put that in your pocket.
I can sing. La 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 la.
All right.
All right.
So, like always, everybody, live, love, laugh, and pray.
Enjoy, y'all.